Health, Government Road, Lusaka, or rpa.gov.zm. Call us on 0956-319-080. Email radiation@rpa.gov.zm. Radiation Protection Authority, a credible regulator ensuring a radiation-safe environment and proud sponsor of the Hot FM News Bulletin.
The Hot FM Main News.
Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to the Hot FM Main News at 12 hours. Today, Monday, the 6th of April, 2026. With a real view of 28 degrees Celsius, it's currently 25 degrees Celsius in Lusaka this afternoon. The headlines. Resident Doctors Association of Zambia warns of setback in disease control over delayed Zambia-US talks. NDC describes political environment as unfair ahead of elections. And Nigerian Army rescues 31 held after Easter church attack.
The Hot FM News with Hugh Jembampundu.
Thank you so much for joining us on other news in detail. The Resident Doctors Association of Zambia has warned that failure to conclude ongoing negotiations between Zambia and the United States could reverse recent gains in disease control programs. Resident Doctors Association of Zambia President Dr. Paul Chiwe says the progress in case identification, linkage to care and viral load suppression remains at risk, particularly among vulnerable and the hard-to-reach populations. In an interview, Dr. Chiwe has cautioned that if the negotiations take a negative turn, the country could face an immediate reduction of up to 70% in funding for HIV, TB and malaria programs. He has noted that such a development would have a significant and immediate impact on service delivery, especially within the HIV program. Dr. Chiwe has further explained that critical areas such as HIV testing services, prevention programs, including the rollout of pre-exposure prophylaxis PrEP and community outreach initiatives, would likely to be severely affected.
If these negotiations went not as expected, it would result in an immediate reduction of close to 70% of the funding, and this is specifically to do with HIV, TB and malaria programs. The impact on this service is very significant, and critical areas being testing services, prevention programs. So this result would really reverse the recent gains, and this is the case of identification, linkage to care and viral load suppression, particularly among the vulnerable and hard to reach populations.
The Postal and Courier Association of Zambia has reviewed that most companies in the sector are scaling down their delivery workforce due to rising operation challenges. Association President Gabriel Mumba says many firms have significantly reduced staff levels, with some cutting their number of delivery personnel from 30 to as few as 10. Mr. Mumba has noted that the situation has been worsened by the increasing cost of doing business, which continues to put pressure on courier companies. He has added that despite these rising costs, many operators have not adjusted their delivery charges, further undermining the sustainability of their businesses.
The cost of doing business in the courier industry has gone up by 50-60%. And because of this, most companies are now trying to downscale in terms of delivery guys on the in that department. We used to have maybe 30 guys to deliver, we scaled down to maybe 10. Remember, we have to drive to the airport, we have to clear the cargo, we have to bring it to the warehouse, we have to sort out, and then the guys have to go out to deliver. And we haven't increased the rates for delivery. They still remain the same. So this has affected the industry very much.
In other news, the National Democratic Congress, NDC, has described the current political environment as unfair as the country moves closer to the general elections. Speaking to Hot FM News, NDC leader Savoy Imboila has accused the ruling UPND of taking actions that disadvantage opposition parties, saying recent developments point to a growing imbalance in the political space. Ms. Imboila has cited the proposed political parties bill as a key concern, describing it as containing several contentious provisions. She has added that it is surprising that the UPND now appears to support measures it previously opposed while in opposition.
The current landscape of the country, it's not fair environment, if I should say so. There's been a lot of lingalato, which the UPND has been doing. You know, with the coming in of the general election, we have seen that there's been that intensity of them trying to do all sorts of things, you know, the latest being the issue of the political parties bill, which we have seen that there's been an instruction for parliament to pass it. There are quite a number of contentious issues in the political parties bill. There are many issues which the UPND themselves fought when they were in opposition. When I talk about the environment not being fair, that's among the things which I'm talking about.
Now, agriculture expert Dr. Edifai Hamogale has attributed continued poverty among many rural farmers to lack of savings, culture and limited reinvestment in farming activities. A recent report by the Food and Agriculture Organization indicates that rural areas remain highly vulnerable, with 78.8% of the rural population living below the poverty line and 65.1% in extreme poverty. In an interview, Dr. Hamogale said many small-scale farmers primarily produce for consumption rather than treating farming as a business capable of generating and sustaining income. He has noted that while some farmers do earn income from their produce, many fail to save for future needs or reinvest in the agricultural activities, instead spending on non-farming expenses.
Our rural citizens can't graduate from poverty or above the poverty datum line is multifaceted. There's no one single answer to it. But if you want to think in the farming direction, I'd say it's because a lot of them don't save money. When they receive money, I've seen some that really earn substantial amounts of money from cotton, from tobacco, from sweet potatoes, from maize, not just maize alone, but several other crops, from milk, from beef. They earn quite a substantial amount of money. But they tend to use or reinvest that money in non-farming activity.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Zambia Institute for Policy Analysis and Research, ZIPA, has described the country's economic performance in the first quarter of the year as resilient and robust despite challenges in key sectors. Speaking to Hot FM Business News, ZIPA Interim Executive Director Zali Chikuba said the performance comes amidst difficulties in agricultural sector, particularly due to floods and armyworm infestations that affected crop production. Mr. Chikuba has added that on the microeconomic front, the country has maintained commendable performance with key indicators remaining stable. He has noted that without these challenges, the economic outlook for the quarter would have been even stronger, expressing optimism that growth prospects remain positive going forward.
The performance of the economy in the first quarter of the year, I think, has been a little bit more resilient and robust despite having experienced challenges in agriculture, the armyworms, the floodings, and all that kind of thing. On the macroeconomic front, the performance has been quite commendable in terms of the fiscal performance. I think the outlook would have been even been better had it not been because of the issue of the disturbance in the logistics system due to the war in the Middle East.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply. The top international news.
To the Gulf of Guinea, 31 civilians held hostage following a Sunday morning church attack in northwest Nigeria have been rescued, the army said. According to a statement from the security forces, five others were killed as gunmen targeted Easter celebrations at a church in Ariko in Kaduna State. The local church official had earlier put the number of dead at seven. The BBC has more on other stories.
Iran's Deputy Foreign Minister Kazim Gharibabadi says President Trump's threats to attack civilian targets in his country, including bridges and power plants, could amount to war crimes. Earlier, Tehran said its response to such strikes would be devastating and widespread. NASA's Artemis II mission has now entered the lunar sphere of influence, where the moon's gravitational pull will have more effect than the Earth's on the Orion spacecraft. The four astronauts will fly around the far side of the moon later today. Military officials in Ukraine say a Russian airstrike on the Black Sea port of Odessa has killed 3 people, including a child. Meanwhile, in the Russian-controlled Luhansk region in the eastern Donbass, reports say a Ukrainian strike on a coal mine has left over 40 miners trapped underground.